Rasta Stevie is my guest on Room to Groove today. Thanks for speaking to KVNF, sir.
Thanks, Gavin. I really appreciate the efforts and all the goodness that the KVNF radio community brings to the entire Western Slope. I salute you for your great works.
Hey, well, likewise, Rasta Stevie, legend in the music scene on the West Slope. And thanks to you, KVNF listeners have scored many a ticket to festivals and other musical adventures in our area. And thanks for spreading the positive vibes far and wide. For those who don't know, tell us about your radio show. When does it air and how can folks here in our area check it out?
I've been involved in public radio since 1981. I learned in college in Boulder, KAIR, moved to Telluride, was a foundation member of the KOTO staff there as a volunteer DJ for 13 years. I started the reggae show there in 1984. Wow. I moved to Durango in 1996, and I was coerced by Tammy Graham to come and take over the reggae show because their student was graduating and was leaving. So I started on KDUR, that's 91.9, 93.9 FM all over La Plata Opia here in La Plata County. You can also reach us and hear us at KDUR.org. And I do the reggae show on Fridays from 6 to 8, followed by the Grateful Dead show from 8 to 10. It's the longest-standing tradition at KDUR, and I am the longest-standing DJ in the station's history that's currently on the air.
I love it. Well, so given the return of live music after the pandemic, are there any new venues on the West Slope that you're excited about?
Oh, man, there's so many, Gavin. So much stuff is going on, you know. We're really excited to see counties and municipalities embracing the idea that live music is a cultural asset to their communities and something worth supporting. So we're seeing municipalities building things like the Riverfront Park or whatever it's called in Grand Junction. We're seeing Big B's Delicious Orchards now throwing shows. There's a new spot in Pagosa called Motel SoCo. They've built a small stage where they're doing music like every week, and then they also bring in the city stage and do bigger events with the future for them to build a new amphitheater. And I also really want to shout out real quick the Telluride Transfer Warehouse, which is a new venue that's popped up in Telluride. It's an open air at the top in a historic building, and they're doing really cool shows there. And then we have the Tico Time River Resort, which is 20 miles south of Durango, which is a 92-acre of riverfront paradise that is an adventure park, RV park, camping, live music event center. So there's so much going on with things opening up and then previous theaters, you know, reinvigorating their schedules. There's just so much going on with music. Right now, Gavin, I think we're heading into the roaring 20s. After the Spanish flu in the 1900s came the roaring 20s. I'm really excited about how I see the world getting ready to dance and party and share music together. It's really exciting.
So what are some of the reggae shows on the West Slope that you're excited about this summer? Let's start with, August 7th, Rides and Reggae in Newcastle. What's this one all about?
Now, that's really cool. That's a really good brother who's doing everything he can to bring the bicycling community and the reggae community together. So Rides and Reggae is all about mountain biking in Newcastle, which is outside of Glenwood Springs. And this is, I think, his second or third festival that he's done. And he's got some great acts. Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, My Buddy Soul Majestic. It's a one-day celebration of live music with all kinds of mountain bike events going together with the event. It was a very cool project.
The next night, down in your neck of the woods, the Animus City Theater in Durango has another show with some of those same bands.
Yeah, the Animus City Theater has been the premier live music destination venue here in Durango. They do national and international touring acts in a 270-seat venue with professional stage, lighting, and sound. They do great stuff. I hand-trained my buddy Igene, who's the manager of the Animus City Theater, so big ups to Igene. On August 8th, we've got the Article Sound System and Cincy Trails. And then in November, we've got the Movement with Denim, who's a great new artist. You need to put him on your radar, Gavin. D-E-N-M. And Vanna Laya, I think is her name. And that show's in November. What's really cool about that show is that it's a big band and a really small, intimate venue. Those opportunities don't come by us very often. So you know, I salute the Anima City Theater here in Durango.
I just played Denim earlier in the set before I got you on the phone. Thanks so much, Rasta Stevie. That's a good shout out. Okay, so real quick, Friday, September 3rd, Riverfront Park in Junction has Dirty Heads and Sublime with Rome. And then tell us about the Four Corners Reggae Fest, Tico Time Resort, like you said, outside Durango on the New Mexico side of the border. This is Labor Day weekend, is that right?
Yep, Labor Day weekend. We're doing the biggest event ever in the history of Tico Time. Stephen Marley, Collie Bud, the Gladiators feeding Droop Lion, one of the greatest new bands from Jamaica called Earth Cry, with a fantastic new singer named Rick Jam, and bunch more. That is a three-day live reggae music camping festival at Tico Time River Resort. You can get more information at TicoTimeResort.com. Doing 10 festivals there this summer. You just got to see it. And when people see it, they go, dude, this is crazy. Why didn't you tell me? I said, I tried. But it's an adventure park with zip lines and slide jumps into the ponds. It's along the river. There's volleyball. I mean, so much stuff going on there. And live music. And an RV park, and primitive walk-in camping, and vehicle camping. It's everything I've ever dreamed of, and it landed in my lap in December, and I'm doing everything I can to establish it as the premier live music venue anywhere. Gavin, there's so much going on in live music and new venues. Like, this is some of the most exciting times we're living in, and I'm so grateful.
Well, Rasta Stevie will be back on KVNF later on in the summer. We were going to be doing some ticket giveaways for Four Corners Reggae Fest. So stay tuned on Thursdays and all throughout the week to KVNF. Again, you can check his show out on KDUR in Durango. They're streaming every Friday night from 6 to 8. Big shout out and thanks for all you do to push for good music and positive vibes on the West Slope, Stevie. Great to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Gavin. Massive salutes and respect out to the entire KVNF radio audience. We love you all. Bless up.